محمد رسول الله رسول الكريم أما بعد
الحمد لله praise be to Allah. First of all, we don't have the power nor do we have the voice that we can be grateful to our Rabb, our Lord, such a great ni'mah, such a great gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed to us, granted to us. And in this, I'm not saying words just of formality, but this is a reality that these ni'mas, especially this ni'mah, this treasure, really, when will we realize it? At that time, when we'll depart and leave this world. But what a great treasure Allah Ta'ala gave to us, Ramadan Sharif. It's the beginning. Today is the first fast that we are about to conclude. So alongside being grateful, the ni'mah Allah Ta'ala has given to us, the treasure, the whole of Ramadan, we pray that Allah gives us the tawfiq to value this, and to value something, to appreciate something, that when you are given something, the purpose that you're given it for, then according to that purpose, you utilize it. Then it can be said that this individual, he appreciates that thing, or he values that thing, and he has really appreciated it. So this is a very big favor of our Rabb upon us. And one example is in my mind that I'd like to present in your service. You know, the telephone, which is nowadays the most important part of our life nowadays, the telephone. All our life, it rotates on the phone, on the mobile. Everything, science has been sealed in this device, but alongside this, it's also dependent. Up till now, we can see that there's dependence on it. The little bit of its life it has, after that, then it runs out of steam. Until now, science has progressed to this stage that there's a device, it's important, it's a necessary item, but it's got a lifespan. It's got its own weaknesses. 24 hours it runs probably. Yeah, a few hours. Yeah, the charge, it's got a battery. After that, all of its benefits go down. And then it's in your pocket. You can't phone anybody. You can't speak to anybody. And you can't call a doctor in emergency. You come back to the original position. This is the case, isn't it? Yes. All of everything that we've got in there is just sat there, the device, a waste, when it doesn't have the power. So to assist that, they did them one other action, that this should carry on working, otherwise it will be of no use to anybody. We can't take the benefit from it, the people. So whenever you go to buy a phone, even if it's a very expensive phone you go to purchase, alongside it, definitely one thing you'll ask, or the company will give it to you, and that's called the charger. The phone charger. Yes, if you go, how much is this phone? £1,000. Okay, give me this phone, please. It's a waste though, isn't it, that phone? Alongside that phone, I need a charger, please. Give me a good charger. Yes, according the latest, you know, sort of trend, I'm just giving you an example of what's in front of us, this era that we're living in. Yeah? Understand the example? So you can get the most expensive of phones, but it's useless. What do you need along with that phone? You need the charger to make it operate. Islam is extremely valuable. Allah says there's no greater thing, is so valuable, the deen of Islam that Allah has given to us. Allah says there's only one deen I've given. Yes? And Allah says, from the beginning of time when I made the universe, from Hazrat Adam alayhi salam until Qiyamah, there's only one deen I selected, that's Islam, Allah says. One deen. And if a person says, you can go, other place of other types of religions, or Isa alayhi salam's follower, or Musa alayhi salam's follower, or different religions. But all you, for example, but if you take all the prophets that came, they came with the deen, and it culminated with the Holy Prophet, the same deen. So Allah has given us a very valuable deen, precious. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alongside that has given us the charger as well for the deen. The charger. Yes, a unique point this is. And that's our situation, that we got a very valuable thing that Allah has given to us. What is that? Islam. We're Muslims. We say it openly, Alhamdulillah. We're proud of it, and we should be proud of it. We should be, we're on the straight path, the right path. Yeah? Because I'm just telling you basics. That any Muslim, take any Muslim, whatever level he's on, any background, whatever methodology for us, but one thing he'll say clearly, Alhamdulillah, I'm on the right path, Islam. Yes, you believe in Allah, I believe in Allah, I believe in the Prophet, and I believe in the Quran, and I believe in the Prophets. Whoever has accepted this, with big pride, he will live his life. Alhamdulillah, no danger for me. Yes, ups and downs, praise Allah, etc. Yeah, that's a separate matter. So the most valuable thing that we've got. And what happens is that when you have something very valuable and precious, and take the most valuable, precious phone, but it slowly, slowly goes downhill. Yes, it goes downhill. Its use finishes. And always whilst we're living in this world, the nafs desires will be there, the attractions will be there, shaitan's power will be there. And it makes the person, the believer, weak. He gets weak. The person who's strong during salah after salah, he's weaker. When he sits in dhikr, then after dhikr, he's weaker. There's waswasa, negative thoughts. Then he works harder, he goes umrah, he comes back from umrah. After a few days, he's deflated again, weak again, finished. Yeah, he's failed, the battery's failed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alongside this, he's given us a charger, a booster. And Allah has given us that booster, the charger, so that our battery remains charged and then we can benefit again from the same thing. So Ramadan Mubarak is the charger that Allah has given to us. Ramadan Mubarak. Yes, He hasn't come here to make you pray Salah, read Quran. He hasn't come here to make you read Taraweeh or wake up in the night or stay hungry. It's a charger, Ramadan. When you put the charge on, you plug it in. Yep, with the phones and devices, they all get charged up, don't they, when you plug them in? Yes, whatever needs to function, all the apps and all the things within it, they get with the charger, they start working. So in Ramadan, the qualities, all of your qualities and capabilities get charged up by Ramadan. Charged up by Ramadan. All, everything within you, your attributes, yes, your condition of salah, the way you recite Quran, to leave the sins, or doing good deeds, all factors, all steps, yeah, they all improve and change Ramadan, isn't it? Yes, or we just sat here like monkeys and animals. Yes, is there anyone we say the Amma Muttaqi? We've forgotten everything because mashallah we're charged up in Ramadan. I'm not going to do this. Are you going to do this or not? No. Oh, I've got to fast. I can't. Because Allah's given the charge, fully charged from the first fast a person stops doing things. So this is Allah's ni'mah, Allah's great treasure. He gave it to us that I want my servants to get charged up, to improve, so that... Okay, what happens is, why are we getting charged? Why do we charge the phone? For this reason... Because the telephone, when it's charged up, the mobile, then it will work. And it will function. And it will do things that we want it to do, isn't it? So same way, the servant, the human being gets charged up. And then what happens is, subhanAllah, that after getting charged up, the sign is that, well, is he being charged properly or not? Is he fully charged or not? After the phone is charged, sometimes it happens, it's happened with me, that you put it on charge. After half an hour, you look at it, and it's still there, the level, battery level. So you see that it hasn't been plugged in properly, or you forgot to switch it on, and you think, oh, I wasted time, I ain't got time now, I'm going to charge you up. It happened with me a few times, maybe it's happened with you a few times. Same way, so the charger, when you plug it in properly, then it works, then it charges up. Yeah, you've plugged it in, and I saw it's not working, it hasn't been plugged in properly. Same way, Ramadan, the charger is there, yeah, Ramadan has arrived. But when will you realize that it's charged you up properly, or me up, or us? Subhanallah, say Subhanallah. When will you realize and learn that you're fully charged? The phone, at that time you know it's fully charged, when it starts to work. Switches on, you can use it, the battery level's high. Same way we'll realize that we're on full charge when we start to implement our objective. You understand what I'm saying, or you don't understand what I'm saying? So what's our charger? Ramadan. And we'll realize that from Ramadan has our battery been charged up when we start to follow the path of our maqsad, our objective, our purpose. Because one whole year we go off track. One whole year someone goes doing this, someone's doing some other action, someone's busy in other things. Yes? And the sheikh, he warms up the murid, you don't come to salah, you're not doing this. So he charges up the student, the sheikh, the teacher. The walis of Allah, they're chargers, aren't they? Yes, and if they don't do that, then the students go backwards of the trap, because he lives in the dunya, the poor soul, some distress, some issue, some problem. So the sheikh, he grabs him. Then he charges him again, then he puts him back on. That's why you have a need for the walis of Allah, my friends. That's why we need the wali Allah. Just like after 1 year, we need Ramadan. Same way we always, every day, have a requirement for the sheikh. Whoever's got this charger, the teacher, then alhamdulillah, he carries on practicing. He carries on practicing. You right? You understand what I'm saying? Yes. So that's why I said that go in the company of the sheikh. Ramadan teaches us this sabak, this lesson. So you'll realize, are you charged up properly? Ramadan came. Has this man been charged up or not? This doesn't mean that Ramadan you keep the fasts and you pray in Taraweeh and Ramadan's been done, I read this many Quran. No. This is the charger. And you know, has he been charged up properly or not? And you realize at that time that the difference is there. When he really starts to implement his purpose, the genuine action of his life, then you'll know he's charged up. And then you can say his Ramadan is accepted, maqbool. So what we need to assess is that am I being charged up? Am I charged up? That's what Ramadan is. So when will a person be charged up? When we follow the path of our objective. So this is the reason that after a year, during the year, shaitan and nafs, they take us away from our purpose, our objective. So when the individual is away from his purpose, then he's off track. He's astray. He deviated. He's gone. Somebody's doing this. He said, this is my purpose in life. He doesn't say it, but his maqsad becomes zindagi life. Wake up in the morning, go to the shop, make this much money, earn this much money, buy another shop, another business, another store, do this. The business is not running. He doesn't say it, but his lifestyle and actions are telling that this is the only objective he's got. Nothing else. This is his purpose. This is his track. He has no other reason for what he's doing. So he's made the needs of life his objective. Hunger is our objective. Yeah? Hunger really though is our necessity, not objective. So to eliminate hunger, put your main objective in front of you. Don't move that away. Then see, and you go after the hunger. You understand what I'm saying? I'll give you an example. That it's time for salah for the person. Yeah, it's time for salah. That's our main objective at this moment in time, is to pray salah at that time, when it's namaz time. You understand what I'm saying? What's the main objective for a believer? When it's time for prayer, to pray the salah. So that salah, the time of salah, namaz, if the believer is fulfilling his own needs, then what do you learn at that time? That in reality, he is not following the proper objective of life. He's away from that. And that thing has become his objective, for which reason? He's leaving salah. He's made that his purpose. You don't understand what I'm saying? Okay. So if he thinks that prayer is his objective, then he'll leave that worldly action. That this is not my purpose. My real purpose, objective is to pray salah. That's why I'm here. That's why I'm existent. I'm alive. That's why I was born. So this is not my objective, the dunya, running after thee. These are my necessities of life. And he stops his necessity to go towards his objective. What do we do is that all our life, it rotates around one thing. We eliminate and put our objective to the side and we run after the necessities of life. And that person is a big failure. He's a big failure. When Ramadan comes, what did Ramadan do? Ramadan, what action did he carry out? That, because we're charged up now. So the necessities is put to the back of us and he's focused us on our objective, our purpose. That's what Ramadan is doing. Every man has fikr, oh, I need to pray salah, yaar. I need to pray namaz. Everyone's worried now, I'm not going to commit a sin. Everyone's worried, yaar, oh, I've got to go to the masjid. So he's got this fikr is overwhelming everyone now, isn't it? Tell me, for example, if you had to come to dhikr today, then you will have gone to work or driven a taxi, but there was a concern rotating, oh, I've got to go dhikr, the majlis. You understand? Asr time. So what did Ramadan create? It charged you up, created that concern. So normal days, this time, you never come to dhikr. Never would you come at this time, would you? Yes, because the battery's down. Battery's down. But the charger is coming now, it's been plugged in, Ramadan, so it's focusing us on the proper objective of life. And do the actions related to that objective. And this is what the Shaykh does as well. Why? Why does he say, is it lazim, the sohbat of the Shaykh, the company of the Shaykh? Because you'll get charged up. This is after a year Ramadan. Every day the company of the Shaykh keeps on charging your battery. Keeps on charging your battery. And in this charge, Allah's put a great achievement that those who are about to be charged up, who really want the akhirah, want the hereafter. Then what happens is, they just look at the Shaykh and they get charged up. They just look at the teacher and they get charged up. Oh, Hazrat Sahib said, oh, he sees him. When he sees the Shaykh, then he doesn't remember anything. He remembers salah, dhikr, good actions, pious deeds in which he's weak at that time. Is this the case or not? Then what else is the charger telling me? So the main charger, after 1 year Allah Ta'ala has bestowed Ramadan, we're totally down, deflated. And what's the sign? Is that we are off track, away from our objective. Maqsad. When a person goes away from his objective, then he's scattered. He's astray. And you know, there's people who are idol worshippers and mushriks. And for example, we see them around us and we just say we're following the deen, but we're off track. We're off track. So a person goes away from his purpose of life. Why? What is our purpose? First point. Why was I born? Why am I created? Khalaqal jinna wal insa illa liya'budun. Allah Ta'ala has defined to us our purpose of life. That only I created you for one purpose, one objective. And what is that? What is that? My obedience. Obey me. Allah says, what a big learning point today. That my objective of life, only reason for me to be in this life, is that I obey my Lord. I obey His instructions. That's the purpose of life. I have no other task in this dunya. No other purpose. I have no other reason for being here. From morning till night, I have one job. What is that? Allah's obedience. Allah's obedience. And that is the Muslim who says, La ilaha illallah. That's what makes us different. If we do all the actions of others, and I said I've recited the kalima, then what kalima have I recited? This is not kalima. It's not kalima. Because the reason, the purpose Allah has given to us, if I'm not practicing that, then they're doing what I'm doing and I'm doing what they're doing. So we haven't accepted the kalima then. Is this right or wrong what I'm saying? So now the point is this with us. That the objective, our main objective of life is to obey Allah, Allah's itaat. Allah's defined that you have only one task in life, to obey me. Whoever is not obeying Allah, then he is not following his objective of life. And whoever is not following his objective of life, he will not get to his destination. He won't get to the end point. Say subhanallah. Yes, you're on the motorway driving. Example, you're on the motorway. Like it happened with us. Yes, we're driving the car. I said, you haven't got to Bolton yet. What's the reason? He said, by mistake, I forgot the sign, to follow the sign. Yes, when it was after our ijtama. One sign he missed it, and we had to go after so many turns after that. So many roads we had to change, the route we had to go round and round. We got stuck because we had to look on the the maps, sat nav, telling us the way. Why? Because just all he did was he took the wrong turning, missed the turning. Our objective was Bolton, and I don't know which city or town we arrived to after that. We had to come back. Say subhanAllah. Just one small example. So when the human being, he comes off track from his objective, his purpose, then many places he's just roaming around, he's lost. Just roaming around. His life is just a rotation. He doesn't know where am I going, where am I traveling, what's my end point, what's my destination. He doesn't know anything, that poor soul. He has no interest. He has no interest where he's going. He has no interest, no desire. But the human being who lives the life with a purpose and he's on the right track, the route, he knows I've got to get to London, and he'll properly arrive to London with the right route, with the correct navigation. And he'll go there 5 hours easily, he'll drink tea on the way, rest. Whoever loses his way, then he'll keep on wandering around in the wilderness. If we had got to Bolton, it should have taken us 20 minutes, took us 1 hour, 1 hour, 15 minutes, we didn't arrive. Yes, I said, click. What's happened there? When a human being, it clicked in me that when he goes off track from his objective, this is the hal, and he loses his way. He's lost. SubhanAllah. So the first step is we today need to understand this point that we have just one objective, and what is that? Allah Ta'ala's obedience, to obey Allah. Ibadah equals Allah's obedience, to obey Allah, His instructions. Salah, that's worship. That is Allah's, that's ibadah, it's worship, but we're obeying Allah. Itaat equals obedience. Obedience equals worship. So obedience. Obedience. This is the objective of the human being's life. Every point should be according to Allah's order, that is ibadah, worship. Every action, word is in accordance to Allah Ta'ala's instruction and order, whole life long. Yes? So what is this? Allah Ta'ala has put us into a cycle. Ati'ullah wa ati'ur Rasul. My Rabb has said, my Lord has said, my Nabi has said this, my Prophet has said this, you have to do this, you are not to do this, this is haram, this is halal, unlawful, permissible, you wake up now, you get married now, you do this action now, with this person have this relationship, with that person have this connection, your business should run like this, you work, should work like this. Every single thing, 1, 2, 3, A to Z, all comes under the banner of obedience to Allah, ata'at Allah. Obedience to Allah. Do you understand what I'm saying? So now, this point, the main point I've explained to you. The main point I've explained to you. That the human being, when he comes off track from his objective, his purpose, then he gets lost and he can never get to the destination. Our destination is the hereafter. The hereafter. That's the direction we're going in. Yes, everyone has a musafir, a journeyman has a destination. Every human being, when he travels, when he moves, remember this, when you go from home, somebody stops you. Where are you going? I'm going to get milk. I'm going to buy milk. So you're walking. Where are you going? I'm going to the shops. Yes, if you stop on the road, pavement, everyone stop and ask, where are you going? And you will tell him, he'll tell you, if you stop any man on the road, outside, any person in the public, you won't get until the evening, where are you going? Just wandering around. Will you see anyone? I don't know. Will you find anyone like this? No. There'll no person, if you stand on the pavement, you start interviewing people, where are you going? Everyone say, I'm going here, I'm going there, I'm going for this reason. Just come out of your house and ask the children, the children will say, Baba, where are you going? I'm going to pray salah. I'm going to dhikr. You tell your children, isn't it, or the family? So that's the objective of the human being. So now, have you ever thought that Allah is asking you, where are you going? SubhanAllah. Allah is asking you, where are you going? What are you doing? We have no objective. No objective. How will a person get to the hereafter? Tell me. When the human being is born, every human being comes to the world with objective. What is that objective? What is that purpose? That the journey has started. My destination is what? The hereafter. Soon as you arrive into planet Earth, today's the first day of my life. I'm born, I'll get young children. Where will I go eventually? To my grave. I'll go to my grave. And this example of this, the biggest example you can see in the world, no one stayed in the world. Every person, the children, the whole universe, we know that it's running. The whole universe screeched that he stays, he doesn't go. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything in creation wanted the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to stay. But even with him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that after some time you will depart. Yes, subhanAllah. Yes, then let's go and ask him that do you want to stay here? Then we won't call you back. SubhanAllah. So such a person, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Allah Ta'ala, if he wanted, he could stay, but he said, no. He said that me and you, are we got belief that we are going to depart from this world? If you have yaqeen, then all these desires would finish, my friends. I tell you the truth. All this fussiness and criticism and issues would be finished. All this wasting time and jesting would finish. Death is such a thing that when a person is hanged, for example, then inside him all his blood dries up. When a person is about to be hanged, that tomorrow you're going to get hanged. They say, what do you want to eat today? What shall we present to you? What shall we do? Tell us, what will he feel like at that time? Yes, he's got the noose in front of him. He knows his neck's going to be pointing there the next morning. He's going to die. So the life of the Muslim is the same. The Muslim, the believer, he has yaqeen. He knows that my life is very temporary. It's not going to run forever. Goes to buy clothes. He said, what's the use of these clothes? Why be fussy of the clothes? The death is going to come. Suddenly everything will go. So this feeling, emotion, yeah, what eliminates it from us? When this feeling is eliminated from us, we run away from our objective. Yes, we forget our purpose of life. Rather, every second is pulling us towards the death, pulling us towards the death, pulling us towards the hereafter. Every moment is pulling us towards the hereafter. SubhanAllah. So, brothers, when the individual is not following his purpose of life, he can't get to his destination. And our purpose is what? Our destination is what? Maut. Death. That's the end point. We are born and our journey has started. So in this journey, who is successful? Which person who arrives to his manzil, his destination, endpoint, in a nice way, in good way, with well-being. Alhamdulillah. So to get to the destination of death, what do we have to get there safe and sound? What do we have? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rada, we need his pleasure, we need Allah's obedience, we need ibadat. Whoever has traveled on this journey with Allah's ibadah, with Allah's obedience, he's traveled the entire length of the journey, then he arrives to the destination comfortably. And he has no worry about death at all. He accepts everything. Oh, that yes, I've arrived safe and sound. So this is the real crux of the matter, my friends. The whole year we do this, that we have forgotten our destination and we've forgotten our objective. So the charger of Ramadan is applied. Alhamdulillah, Ramadan has come for this reason. So now what we need to see is that which human being, which insan has the charger been applied to correctly? The person who the charger has been applied to correctly, then after Ramadan, he will depart this blessed month with the objective of his life. His life will have been reformed, improved. Then you can understand that I've acquired Ramadan. Otherwise, then gone is gone to waste and it didn't get plugged in properly, the charger to this person. Wasn't applied properly. So my brothers, make your Ramadan the month with the objective. Whatever's lacking inside us, me, you, each and everything of us, Ramadan will charge up. Every condition it will charge up. That's how fantastic it is. Totally will wash you, clean you. Successful it will make you. Totally such a human being that you'll be stood and you'll understand your purpose from your tongue. You'll say that I have come for Allah's worship. Your actions will demonstrate that all your conditions and circumstances of earning the dunya, love of the dunya, thirst of the world, greed of the world, all of these will go down, become weak in your heart. Yeah, you don't have to advertise this. Your actions will demonstrate this. Your actions will demonstrate this. You won't do anything haram. Watch the haram. Yes, you won't leave salah. Allah's orders, you won't reject them. And you won't go towards wrong things. You say, I have no need for this. You won't have desires that too much money of the world or greed or things of the world. When these things get suppressed automatically, then you can consider that his actions are demonstrating his status. Yes, everything is functioning properly. His functions are being carried out properly. Alhamdulillah. He's charged up properly. So this is Ramadan's starting point. Program of Ramadan, start program, that we need to get charged up, we need to get charged completely, and all of our capacity within us, we need to revive it, make it alive, our qualities, whatever is lacking inside us, like salah, Allah's ordered salah, why don't we pray salah like that? Because our batteries failed. So with this charge of Ramadan, after Ramadan, we should have a best and excellent salah, in jama'ah, in congregation. All life, the life should be full of the purpose of Allah. We should run away from haram. We should go far from the sins. Allah's love should be present. So, inshallah, let's pray to Allah that Ramadan, this is the beginning of Ramadan and this initiation of Ramadan. I spoke in the beginning of Ramadan about Ramadan. The first, let's understand our objective, where have we come, why are we here, and why has Allah given us Ramadan? So why has Allah given us Ramadan? To charge us up, because we are down. And the objective of the charge is, what will be the conclusion? That our objective of life will come in front of us. That why were we created, why were we born, and what are we doing? Alhamdulillah, when our objective comes in front of us, then to attain the objective we'll be ready, and the rest of our life, then we will live our life to attain the objective. Recite the Durood Sharif. Let's do the Karbala.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Sayyidina. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa sallim daiman wa sallim. Allahumma akhbir ala Sayyidina wa sallim 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 wa sallim. اللهم نسلك سيئة في معنى نعمان في حسن خلق رجالي رحمة منك وعافية اللهم سعلك نعوذ بك من شر مستغزى من المستغزى لا ينعلي من قريم سوى الله رب العشم رب العالمين اللهم وجبات رحمتك وزائم من بقوة السلامة والقنيمة. اللهم تذكر لي من النفاق وعمل من رياء لساني لكسب عيني من خيانة فإنك دار وخانة العيني يا كريم. اللهم إنا غفور تحب فوق نشيء اللهم إنا غفور تحب لك فوق اللهم نعوذ بك من ملك لا تدخلاك ولا مال ولا حياة وين اللهم نعوذ بك من شقاق النفاق وسبل الأخلاق اللهم نعوذ من شر سمعي شر قلبي شر مني شر لساني. اللهم نسلك الله في العباد في الدين الذي ولاني ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم بتوب علينا إنك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين اللهم رب ارحمهم كما ربيانا صغيرا يا الله تمام بمالك وشفاء نصيب فرمان يا الله تمام بمالك وشفاء نصيب فرمان يا الله تمام بمالك وشفاء نصيب فرمان ہمارے حلقے میں جو خاتون بیمار ہیں میرے مولانا کشف کام رضا فرما صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ خیر خلقہ محمد و آلہ و صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا رحم الرحیم. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu ala al-mursalin. Walhamdulillah.